Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription, Hearts in Harmony. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. So visit your Kroger store. That's where you'll find Kroger cut beef and many other famous stars of the food world. And now we have a surprise for you. Here's Al Jolson.
But what I want to talk about is another star being featured right now on the Old Kraft Music Hall. It's a star of the food world. Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta. Say, did you ever taste a toasted bacon, tomato, and Velveeta sandwich? Folks, there's something. And did you ever top off dinner with some good, thick slices of golden Velveeta with big red apples? But you ain't heard nothing yet. This Velveeta is a star with a lot of talents. Does just about everything a good cook wants.
Get Velveeta cheese at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands, the stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Death has cut short the life of Barry Carlton. Death has deprived the aged Carrie Carlton of her only son. Death, from which there is no appeal, has doomed the hopes and dreams of Penny Gibbs. Still weak from injuries received in the auto accident that eventually proved fatal to Barry, Penny has not been told of his passing. And in Rossville, Penny's mother, Grace, says to her invalid husband, Jed,
"We can't tell her now, Jed. She mustn't know. Dr. Weston says she's not strong enough yet."
"Oh, it's a pity that boy had to die, Grace. He wasn't asking anything from life but a fair amount of happiness. It seems he found it, too, with Penny."
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh, of course she can't be told. But how easy will it be to keep it from her? She senses things."
"Oh, that's why I came home today, Jed. I couldn't face her. She'd be able to look at me and tell what I was thinking."
"Going to have to see her, though, Grace. She'll suspect the truth if suddenly you're not around."
"Well, I promised I'd be back at the hospital tonight. I have a feeling I'll be able to put on a better act by then. Oh, Jed, she asked all about Barry this morning. It was awful."
"Yes, I can imagine it was. It isn't easy to lie to Penny."
"Well, I didn't lie. I just gave answers that could mean anything." "Mm-hmm." "And finally she stopped asking. Whatever impression she got from what I was saying seemed to satisfy her."
"It's treading on dangerous ground even talking about the boy. There's bound to be a slip. And if she learns the truth by accident, it'll be a worse shock than if she's forewarned of bad news and then told."
"Well, that's the way it'll be done when Dr. Weston thinks she's strong enough for bad news."
"Any idea when that'll be?"
"Oh, it'll be days yet, at least. Penny's injuries are far more serious than they appeared at first. It's going to take all the strength she has to recover from some of the damage that's been done."
"Hope by now she'd be off the critical list."
"Well, she is in a way, and in a way she isn't. She's right at the borderline, Dr. Weston says. She can go one way or the other, depending mostly on her state of mind."
"Well, then this is certainly no time to tell her that Barry's dead, is it?"
"No."
"What if she insists on seeing him, the way she did last week?"
"Well, I don't know what she can be told about that. Dr. Weston said he'd handle that himself. Perhaps she'll have to be lied to. Lies will keep her from guessing the truth."
"Well, it's a pity she can't be told right out, right now. That'd be getting the worst all out at once and having it over with. This way, she'll be feeling gradually better and looking forward to getting out of the hospital and going ahead with her plans with Barry. And then she'll receive a second blow, as tragic as the accident itself."
"I realize that, Jed, but that's the way it has to be. Shock now would kill her."
"No way of preparing her for it slowly, giving her a hint of things to come, probing her thoughts with suggestions to see how she'd feel if Barry were to die."
"That'd be too dangerous, Jed. She guessed and wasn't able to stand a blow. The damage would be done, and there'd be no hope of saving her."
"Well, I wonder if we're not selling her courage a little short. She's faced things almost as disastrous many times before. Faltered, it's true, as anyone would. But she's gone on. Gone on stronger for having had the experience and withstood the blow."
"But, Jed, she's never been in this condition before, so close to death itself. And she's never before been so wrapped up in one person as she has with Barry."
"True, too true. Sort of an object lesson, isn't it? It's inviting disappointment, even tragedy, to devote your life to one person and only one. That person dies, and in a manner of speaking, your own life is lost.
Devotion to one person is normal and healthy, though, Jed. The possibility of losing that person is one of the risks you take. Penny knows that as well as we do.
I wonder if, without our knowing it, she's admitted the possibility that Barry might die.
I don't know. I just...
You answer the phone, will you, Grace?
Uh-huh.
I've answered that thing 100 times today since the accident and told the same story every time. I wouldn't mention that Barry died if I were you.
I don't intend to, dear. Hello?
Hello? Mrs. Jed Billings, please.
Speaking.
Oh, Mrs. Billings, this is Dr. Evans at the Heatherton Hospital.
Oh, yes, Dr. Evans. Is anything wrong?
No, nothing unusual. But your daughter asked me to call and make sure you're coming down to Heatherton to see her this evening.
Why, yes, yes, of course I am. I don't know why she doubts it. I told her I would.
Well, she's in a strange frame of mind this morning, Mrs. Billings. It's nothing to be alarmed about under the circumstances. But she has a feeling of loneliness.
Oh, I see. She hasn't been told about Barry, has she?
Oh, no. But I can see where it's going to be a hard job keeping the truth from her. She asks a lot of questions about him, and some of them have to be answered. I've managed all right so far by keeping her off the subject.
Well, I guess that's the only way, Dr. Evans. You can tell her I'll be down early this evening, I promise.
Good. Oh, there's something I want to tell you.
Oh?
If she asks why she can't see Barry, tell her he's having another operation. A minor one. That's the story we're telling her here.
Oh, thanks. I wondered what I'd be able to tell her if she asked.
Well, the best answer to most questions, Mrs. Billings, is I don't know. But she won't take I don't know for everything.
I should say she won't. Is she any stronger today than she was yesterday?
No, she's not. In fact, she seems to be a little weaker than usual, but that's a normal reaction. So many days in a hospital are beginning to tell on her. I think it's loneliness more than anything else that's got her down. A little company and things to keep her mind occupied, and she'll start picking up strength again.
Well, do you suggest a lot of company?
Not just now, but in a day or two. If you're with her as much as possible, that will be sufficient for now. What time shall I tell her to expect you?
Well, tell her I'll be there no later than 7.
Fine. I'll go in and tell her right now. Thanks a lot, Mrs. Billings, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Well, Miss Gibbs, I just talked to your mother.
Is she coming back tonight?
Mm-hmm. I told you she was. You didn't have any reason to doubt it. Now, are you going to cheer up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm being a sissy, but it felt awfully lonesome knowing Mother wasn't somewhere in the hospital.
You're a spoiled little girl. What do you think we'd do here, beautiful, if the mother of every patient took a room with us? We'd put the hotels out of business.
Oh, I guess I am spoiled. I'm sorry.
Why be sorry? It isn't your fault. I'd spoil you, too, if you were my daughter.
No, not even you could make a success out of me, Dr. Evans.
Well, I'm partial to you, just as you are. Say, you feel better, don't you?
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
Well, try to feel a lot better, will you? Your mother's worried about you.
I guess I give her nothing but worry.
Well, you're her daughter. Mothers always worry about their children.
Children worry about their mothers sometimes.
I imagine you do. You know, it's marvelous how much alike you and your mother are. You don't look alike,
oh,
but there's a...
Oh, we shouldn't look alike, Dr. Evans. She's not really my mother.
Oh, no? I thought she was.
No. No, my real parents were killed many years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know. But Pat is really Mrs. Billings' son, isn't he?
Yes, he is, by a former marriage. Oh, Dr. Evans, you know, it's strange how Barry and I met almost the same fate my mother and father did. I wonder why my mother and dad couldn't have been as lucky as Barry and I have been.
Just one of those things? Their number was up or something? Say, are you a mystery fan?
Well, I have gone to be. Why?
Well, I just finished a great murder mystery. The Case of the Rigorous Mortician.
Oh, no.
It's not only a good yarn, but it has a lot of laughs. Say, maybe you'd like to read it.
Sounds good.
Swell. I'll bring it on my next call.
Dr. Evans.
Huh?
When will I be able to see Barry again?
I told you he's having another operation. A minor one. I won't be able to answer that question for several days.
For But he's all right, though, isn't he?
Now, look, beautiful, you have troubles enough of your own without worrying about someone else. I'm going to tell Dr. Weston you're a chronic worrier, and he'll do something about it.
Oh, what?
I don't know, but he'll think of something. You know, he doesn't like patients who worry. Now, you just think about yourself for a while, and you'll be out of here just that much sooner.
Oh, golly, I'll be glad to be out of here.
Oh, you don't like us here. Well, and I thought I was making a hit.
You'd be surprised what a hit you've made.
If I have, I'm not surprised. I've tried hard enough. Do I spoil it by being honest about it?
No, not the least bit.
Good. Say, you do feel better, don't you?
Mm-hmm. A lot better. Thanks to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Miss Gibbs. If all patients were half as delightful as you, a doctor's life would be a happy one. And a lot more people would go into medicine.
Don't fill the glass all the way up, Mother.
Well, you're supposed to have a full glass every 2 hours.
Oh, let's make it half a glass every hour.
All right. But I'm going to hold you to it. Here, drink.
Oh, here goes.
Oh, that's a good girl. You sure you don't want
to? No, thank you. Darling, I'm sorry I had Dr. Evans phone and ask you if you were coming back this evening. It was selfish of me, Mother.
Oh, nonsense.
I worried you. And if I'd waited a little while, I wouldn't have. I've been feeling a lot better since early this afternoon.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, dear. You look better, too.
You know, Mother, I've been doing a lot of thinking today. About the future, mostly.
Oh? Good thoughts?
Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid for myself anymore. I mean, whether I'm disfigured or lame. I'm going to be all right mentally. Oh, darling, there'll be a lot of happiness for me, and life will be worth living.
Life is always worth living, darling.
I think it is. And that's all I expect from life, the opportunity to live it. If the rest of my plans go wrong, I won't be disappointed because there's only one thing I want. Only one thing.
What, darling?
I want Barry to be well and whole again. Completely and surely well again. Oh, darling, that isn't too much to ask, is it?
Penny Gibbs is prepared to accept certain compromises with the future. But will she still be able to face life when she learns that Barry is dead? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. And remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Have you heard the big news? In the great Kroger hot-dated coffee contests, you have the opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or Adjust-O-Matic iron. In 5 weekly contests, Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes. The first week's contest closes midnight this Wednesday, October 15. So enter now. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.